Coming up next Wednesday, the 18th annual Agribusiness Conference will be held on the campus of Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. And joining us in the studios today, we're talking to Dr. Burke Greenwald, who's a professor of agricultural economics at the College of Agriculture and Technology. Dr. Greenwald, thanks for joining us and welcome to KASU.
Well, good morning, Jonathan. It's always great to visit with you about this annual event.
Now, let's talk about the conference that's coming up. First of all, why is this conference being held?
Well, Jonathan, this is our 18th annual event. Began back in 1995, and our mission is to provide information on the trends and issues that are impacting agriculture.
Now, one thing I was going to ask is about who will be impacted most by this conference?
Well, our audience consists of agricultural leaders and producers, farmers, agribusiness people in Northeast Arkansas and in the surrounding region, surrounding states, and of course our students who are here at the ASU College of Agriculture.
So let's talk about the conference that's going to be taking place, if you don't mind. Let's first of all talk about the topics for this year's conference, please.
Well, Jonathan, our conference begins in Wednesday morning, February the 8th, at 8:30 in the morning. We have a morning general session with four speakers giving some overview of some large macroeconomic issues affecting agriculture, including the Farm Bill and commodity markets. After our luncheon presentation, we have some specialty breakout sessions in the afternoon.
Okay. So now with this, how are the topics, how do you come up with the topics for the Agribusiness Conference?
Well, part of it depends on what we think are the timely issues each year. Our guests always come to the conference looking for information on market outlook and economic outlook. But we also include timely topics such as this year, the Farm Bill, which expires this year, and we're looking to pass a new Farm Bill in Washington for the 2013 crop.
Now, obviously, you know, farmers are facing what is expected to be another tough year from what we understand. What are some of the main challenges that the agriculture industry and farmers could be facing this year?
Well, of course, market uncertainty is always high on the list. In the last few years, we've seen very volatile commodity markets, both energy markets and grain markets, and our speakers will address the outlook for those markets. Also, government regulation and government farm policy is determined in Washington, and two of our speakers will discuss the outlook for that.
Now, you do have some good speakers for this event that's coming up.
Yes, our morning general session has four speakers. Our first speaker is Ms. Cynthia Edwards. Cynthia is the Deputy Secretary of the Arkansas Agriculture Department in Little Rock, and Cynthia is also a graduate here from the ASU College of Business. She'll lead off our program at 8:30. Then we have our speaker on the commodity market outlook and energy markets, John Anderson. John, also a graduate of the ASU College of Agriculture, currently senior economist with Arkansas Farm Bureau Federation in Washington. And John will be with us at 9 a.m.
Okay. Now, tell us about, you've got the morning session that's going to be taking place, and then you move over. First of all, where does this all start? Let's just kind of back up and tell us about where all this is going to be taking place next Wednesday.
Yes, Jonathan. On Wednesday, February the 8th, we begin the program at 8:30 a.m. in the Fowler Center in the Riceland Hall, and there's refreshments there. People are welcome to come in a little early, to help themselves to some refreshments, visit with your friends, and then we start the general session at 8:35. I mentioned the two early speakers, Cynthia Edwards and John Anderson. We have a mid-morning break, more time for refreshments and fellowship, and then immediately following the morning break, we have our two speakers on the Farm Bill, the outlook for the 2012 Farm Bill. That will be Keith Coble from Mississippi State University. Keith's a national expert on crop insurance, which figures to play a large part in the new Farm Bill. And then Chuck Connor. Chuck is CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, but some may remember Chuck as a acting Secretary of Agriculture during the recent Bush administration. And Chuck will be talking about the political situation that's shaping up in regard to the Farm Bill. That finishes up our morning session in the Fowler Center, and then we adjourn for lunch in the Convocation Center.
Right, and then after that, I guess the rest of the afternoon is going to be there at the Convocation Center. You've got some good speakers there as well for the afternoon sessions.
That's right, Jonathan. Our luncheon speaker in the Convocation Center arena mezzanine area is John Phipps. John is familiar to a lot of our guests as a journalist with Farm Journal, or rather a columnist. His column appears in Farm Journal and top producer magazines. He's also seen on television as host of the U.S. Farm Report program. John was here in 2009, did a great job, and a lot of our guests are looking forward to seeing him again. And then immediately after our luncheon, we have our afternoon sessions in the downstairs meeting room areas in the Convocation Center.
Right, and so you'll have Carl Brothers from Riceland Foods, also Jeff Johnson from Allenburg Cotton will be some of those speakers there in the afternoon session. I think the one thing also is important is that all of this, for whoever wants to come, all they got to do is just show up and I guess register for this, right?
Well, that's right. We have no registration fee, but we do encourage and request that our guests pre-register if at all possible. We'd like to have that done this week, today and tomorrow especially. And, of course, that's only possible, the no registration fee, because of the sponsorship. We have 14 sponsors. They're listed on our website, and people can register on the web at agri.astate.edu or by calling the college at 870-972-2085.
All right, so that's coming up once again, the 2012 ASU Agribusiness Conference. And as we wrap this up, how many people usually attend this conference?
Well, Jonathan, we typically have 400 or 500 people each year. Of course, some of those are our students from the college. And the weather forecast is good this year, and we look forward to a large turnout.